Audrey Shimkus here at Jazz 91 KCSM with Corcovado, Quiet Nights. That was nice. And Audrey will be performing this coming Thursday, October 21st, over at Shanghai 1930, which is located at 133 Stewart Street in San Francisco, right there on the Embarcadero. But you were telling me a very interesting story off mic about how you learn how to pronounce these words.
Oh, you weren't supposed to ask me that. I put an ad on, I think it was Craigslist, asking for somebody to teach me how to pronounce the Portuguese lyrics. And I got this email response from this guy, and I met him at a bar in San Francisco, where we designated. And this beautiful young Brazilian man walks out. And that was the beginning of my Portuguese lessons.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I have a pretty good accent, I think.
Well, that's great, man, because I'll tell you, for years I've been trying to pronounce Portuguese, and I think I always wind up butchering it. And, but I think it's such a beautiful language.
It's beautiful. Beautiful singing. It's a pleasure to sing. It just kind of rolls off, and that guttural sound becomes just more beautiful when you sing it.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now, you've had this album out for a few months live. How's it done for you? And perhaps how can, if people are interested, how can they get a copy of it?
Well, it's been great. It's great to have it at gigs. People want to take it home with them. In fact, I'm going to be appearing in New Orleans as a result of appearing, somebody buying this, taking it home, giving it to someone, whatever. How can someone get it? Right now, I don't have a distributor, although Borders and San Rafael has bought several of them and selling them. But basically, the sure way to get it is to email me at shimkus.com. Shimkus@yahoo.com, excuse me. So that's spelled shimkas@yahoo. And I'd be glad to sell you one.
But they can also pick it up at the gigs, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's wonderful to have it. It's a real compliment when somebody comes up afterwards and goes home with this CD. I'm really happy to sell it to them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I know that you also were talking about what a special place Cafe Divino is over there in Sausalito. And Sausalito, of course, you know, just a beautiful town. And I mean, most of us usually talk about the known name when we talk about, you know, Sausalito.
That's true. That's true.
Which is cool. But what's so special about Sausalito?
About Sausalito itself? We could go on for a long time about Sausalito, you know.
Well, what about Cafe Divino and Sausalito? Well, do they complement each other?
Well, history of Sausalito is that it's an artist community. Even today, where it's highly commercialized, it's still an artist community because the soul is the water, the boats, you know, and the people who live in the hills there. No Name Bar is great. It is a bar. But Cafe Divino's on Caledonia Street, which runs parallel to Bridgeway, but it's where the locals go to eat, where the locals go to the movie theater. In fact, right next door to Cafe Divino used to be a place called, I think, Gatsby's. And I believe years ago, it was where Al Jarreau started singing and building up a following.
And we'll have some taiko drummers. We'll have some
restaurant. There's sidewalk seating on warm nights. And it's just like a home, you know. There's a lot of heart. It's Italian owner Moro just, you know, pours the wine. And it's a very appreciative audience. We stick the quartet in one corner, and we just sing our hearts and play our hearts out. And it's been beautiful. It's been great. I've gotten lots of work from being there.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So what's in the future?
What's in the future? Well, I've told myself that I think a gig a week is good for me. And I'm going to it's very expensive to do your own recording, but I'm going to put my energy into doing a recording and a studio recording next time and go on, get a distributor and go that direction and do bigger and bigger events. But I love to sing. I love music. I do all my own charts. It's like, you know, I would love to do it full time if I didn't have to do a day job kind of thing. So it's where my heart is.
But I'll tell you, that's a worthy ambition right there. That's a very worthy ambition, because I know a lot of musicians and artists that would love to be able to do that. But, you know, you got to pay the bills. Got to pay the bills. And I'll tell you, you've done a fine job with this recording.
Thank you.
Audrey, don't stop. Just keep doing it. And anything you want to say to the folks about, you know, coming out this coming Thursday night?
Oh, come and see me at Shanghai, a Jazz Round Shanghai 1930 this Thursday night. And also look for me on the Datebook calendar. The online calendar is the best way to find me. Just put in my name and you'll see where I'm appearing.
The Jazz Date Book here at KCSM.
Jazz, exactly it. That's where everything's happening.
Ah, that's cool. So again, if you want to get in contact with Audrey about picking up this CD, you can email her at shimkas, which is S-H-I-M-K-A-S, at yahoo.com, and you'll be able to, you know, get in communication with her about live. This is her debut outing, and congratulations on that, Audrey, and thank you for coming through. I know that coming in with a bum ankle, which is always a drag, but I'll tell you, you're a trooper for doing it, man.
Parking was great.
Right on. Well, we're going to go out with Bye Bye Blackbird. Do you want to tell us anything about this?
No, not especially.
Well, let's fly out of here then.
Yeah, let's do that.